times about the idea of no special time, no special place, no special practice, anytime, any place, Pranaya can arise. What is your opinion about this?
Well, that is also true. Pranaya can understand when the right condition arise, see, no matter you meditate or not, or even now, see, it depends on the right condition.
So why meditate?
Why meditate? Because it, and why not meditate? If you, because of accumulation.
You mean like, you it's meditate part of, like I watch TV?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah. Because you might enjoy watching TV, I might enjoy watching.
Right. Ah, so why sit? No need to sit because awareness will arise later.
That was going to be my question. What is the purpose? For what reason are you meditating?
There are two reasons. It's just my accumulation. In certain times, when I'm very, very sad and disappointed, I would like to have calmness. I have to endure sorrow, so I just shift into meditation. Is it possible that one can understand that it's low part when start meditating, and after, for a time being, just like it's impermanence, Pranaya can arise and understand the realities as they are.
This is thinking again and again.
Yeah, at this moment, yeah, thinking.
About samatha. About,
yeah.
But what is samatha and what is the object of samatha? Because citta experiences an object. When it experiences the object with lopa, it's not calm. And when kusala citta arises, we just don't talk about kusala in general. But we have to talk about at that moment, what is the object of citta from moment to moment. So when we talk about calmness, what is the object of calmness? If we don't know, no understanding. So there will never be calm at all, but we might mistake lopa for calmness.
The citta understand the mental faculties that compose. So
no, are you talking about samatha now?
Yeah.
What are the objects of samatha? Everything or only some? Which can be objects for the development of samatha?
You're saying breath.
Except just breath.
You're saying breath.
For myself, breath and sometimes white lights, but in general, anything can be the object of samatha. Those 40.
Oh, 40.
Yeah.
There's light now. So, do you know that at this moment there is awareness and right understanding and calmness at moment of experiencing light? Because it has to be understanding to bring calmness.
Is it possible that one can understand the realities while not meditating and while meditating?
No, because citta experiences an object with lobha or with calm, and Pranaya can see the difference between the two. Otherwise, one might hope that one is now having the samatha, but actually it's lobha and lobha and lobha again and again. So now there's light, right? It can be object of right understanding, which will bring calmness. With right understanding only, not just having light as object.
Can one see the lobha while meditating?
No, not while meditating.
Not while
before meditate, there must be the understanding of what can be object of calmness.
Mm-hmm.
And you said light.
What I mean is that I just...
Light. Do you have to condition light to be object of...
I can do both, either one.
So it's you, not the understanding of the object of calmness.
That's the first stage. The first stage, just like what you
before
TV.
That, before that, just from the very beginning.
I'm not going to meditate, because there is only one way. I'm not meditating.
Can I ask before meditate? Yeah. Is there any understanding of the object of calmness?
Object of calmness. It depends on different levels of calmness.
For example, Sanjan, like if we take light, if I just close my eyes and focus on light, there's nothing wholesome about it. It's just samadhi, nitya samadhi, just focusing on light. But if in this moment there may be some wise reflection, without light, nothing is seen. So everything we're so attached to in the room, the people, the objects, it depends on light. No light, no visible object. So there can be moments of wise reflection about light, and that can be a moment of calm or samatha. But if we just close our eyes and just focus on light, there's no calm involved at all. That's, I think, what Ajahn's point is.
But focusing on the white light, you know, while closing my eyes, can bring calm. And after that, different stages of...
or how?
What's the different stages?
Just different stages of calmness. For example, the citta can realize the thinking of different stories, and then focusing on white light, try to focus. That's slow part, right?
Yoga with nitya samadhi.
But since everything is uncontrollable, right? And listening to Tanajan can be the cause, is the cause for after calmness. But I didn't do it
but
just like that, but after calmness.
Wait,
there has to be calm.
You'd like to know the next stage, I'd like to know before that.
But if Tanajan doesn't explain, we don't really know what she's thinking about. She doesn't explain this. I think you're going to say the next stage is the lopa goes away and wisdom arises. Is that true?
Oh, it doesn't mean that every time. It's uncontrollable. Panya can arise at any time, right? But I didn't mean that, okay, I meditate because I want to...
have calm.
When meditating, I want calm. I want calm.
Can there be calm now?
Yeah.
But... since I like meditating.
I remember back in Kankrachan years ago when you were talking about light, and I sort of stood up for you because you were saying the same thing, but...
not now.
Not so much now, because... to me, honestly, it sounds a little bit like you're attached and you're not seeing the attachment. And I think if there was real panya, you would see that it's attachment that's leading you to do this.
In my meditation.
Yes.
And control, the idea of trying to control, to change the agitation to calm, mm-hmm. or to less agitation. I just keep thinking we can't, you know, bunk up my die. I keep thinking this in the tie. And yet by sitting down and trying to make ourselves calm when we're agitated is doing exactly that, trying to control.
It's like addicted. It's like heroin.
Uncontrollable.
We say it's uncontrollable, but it's because of the view that it's calm and precious that it continues. Yes. Otherwise, it would stop immediately.
What Sarah was trying to express earlier is that samatha, it's also about the development of panya. So it's not just having an object to concentrate upon, it's understanding which leads the way, not something we choose to concentrate upon. It doesn't depend on that. So if it's not panya, then what is it? And if you choose an object and there's no panya, what is deciding on that object? Is it not lopa?
I totally agree with you.
Since meditation is my escape.
That's good. I mean, if you accept...
Yeah.
But do you really see it as an escape, or do you see it as a path to having more panya?
Escape from lopa to lopa?
The idea of meditation, to me, it's normal to me, because it's part of my life. Because when I was younger, my dad punished me by sitting and meditate.
the touch.
So you don't like it because you are punished, but you like it.
So you
like punishment.
I like this punishment later on.
It's self-punishment.
I'd like to just give Sungjan a little break. I have a question
of Nina's, which relates to the jhanas. I think it's because a lot of people raise this, so she asked me to raise it. There are a lot of suttas in which the Buddha encouraged the development of jhanas and mentioned that what is right concentration, a monk aloof from sensuality, enters the first jhana, second jhana, and so on. And Nina's comment was that it could be an exhortation to people who could develop jhana so that they could have lakutra cittas accompanied by jhana factors at different stages, and that this is an attainment higher than the attainment of those with dry insight and so on. So the question is, was the Buddha somehow encouraging people with the accumulations to develop jhanas, or he was just describing different kinds of enlightenment? Otherwise,
did he encourage Ananda Bindika to develop jhana?
No. So he just described different kinds of enlightenment for different accumulations, that's all. Because everyone knows the highest kind of enlightenment is that accompanied by fourth jhana or something like this.
Not to everyone.
No matter how high that level is, it would seem like if that was the interpretation, that the Buddha was encouraging grasping at those stages, I mean, not just understanding what's now.
And most people forget that the teaching is to have people to develop right understanding. Without right understanding, what is the value of the teaching? He doesn't teach anyone to be fool or stupid, not understanding what is there in the teachings. Each word should be understood correctly, like the word jhana. The meaning in Pali was that, jhana.
Burn up.
So even the Lokuttara citta is called Lokuttara jhana because it's burnt up the akusala completely.
So the purpose is always development of
detachment and eradication of kilesa, regardless of what kind of cittas are experienced or at the moment of the Lokuttara, whether it's what kind of level of jhana.
And it's only the Pali word that we misunderstand.
So yeah, that's why you often remind us that it starts with detachment now. I mean,
with right understanding.
Right understanding. Mm. Detachment.
Even jhanas, or what you said, what your father punished you? Meditate. What is it? Without panya, can anyone meditate? In the Buddhist teaching. And especially, it has to be the development of kusala with right understanding. When we use the term jhana or tranquil meditation or samatha, it's not just not doing anything or attachment, but it has to be the development of kusala with right understanding. So panya must be there to see the difference between the kusala citta and akusala citta. Otherwise, the jhana or tranquility cannot develop at all.
When I was punished, I had calm. But
no.
I didn't understand.
You thought you did.
I thought I did, but I didn't understand anything. I said,
so no calm.
No calm. Because you're interested in calm and you're interested in light and you're interested in breath, then at this moment, what is calm with light as object, or what is calm with breath as object? Because otherwise we may think we're developing calm because the object is light or breath, but there has to be understanding of what calm is and how it develops with light as object. So I'm just going to address this to Ajahn Suchin. So maybe for a start you could say a little bit more about in what way light is the object of calm.
Let's talk about the understanding of calm before the development of calmness. Because without understanding of reality right now, whether it's kusala or akusala, directly, correctly, can there be the development of calm? No. So it has to be that sati sampajanya, which really understand the object right now, so that when it's kusala, one knows that kusala is calm, different from akusala. When it is akusala, no matter it's just avijja or moha mulacitta, it's not calm, even there is no lopa, no dosa. But it cannot be calm when there is ignorance. So without that level of panya, which can understand directly now, of citta, whether it's kusala or akusala, there is no way to eliminate nibbarana dhamma, because the vitakka vijara, which is a factor of jhana, should develop by vitakka on the particular right object for calmness to arise, because it understands that kusala is calm, only kusala, not akusala. Because the development of calm is the development of kusala without the interruption of nibbarana or akusala. But if there is no panyusun near that, how can there be the elimination of akusala? So the panya and the calmness and concentration cannot develop at all. That's why the development of calmness is not easy at all. Much more difficult than we think. Because people just think that sitting is calm, but actually it's right understanding of citta at that very moment. Without right understanding, it's impossible to develop more kusala. Because right now, who can tell the moment which is kusala and moment which is akusala? That's why there cannot be the development of calmness when there's no right understanding of this moment or any moment.
So the next point is that if we're talking about what is kusala and it's the development of calm or samatha, then it is a concept that is the object, concept of breath or concept of light. So in what way is there wise reflection of this particular object, such as light or concept or death or whatever the samatha object is, that makes it calm, if it's trying to be calm with light as object, or trying to be calm with breath as object, or trying to be calm with death as object? We all agree it's just lobha, so that's not calm. So the next question is, in what way is it kusala, or how is it calm with that particular object, because it's not by trying at all? So if we take one of those objects like light, it's not by trying to have light as object, but by conditions there may be wise reflection about that object, so there may be calm at this moment. Just like now, one may reflect naturally that we're all going to die or this is inevitable, so the citta may be calm or kusala, but as soon as we try to be calm with death as object, or try to be calm with light as object, then it's trying again.
Just one other thing to add also, the calm we're talking about, pasti, is that mental factor. It's not the feeling of calm. So if we have the idea that if we have calm feeling, then kusala is likely to follow, that's not how it works. What it works is when there's kusala, then there is pasti, the factor of tranquility. So there has to be kusala for there to be calm, not that calmness, the feeling, brings closer to kusala.
So can we say a little more, because she's so interested in light, would you like to say a little more about calm with light as object?
Okay, now there is light as object. Is citta kusala or akusala? This is a point.
If there is calmness,
no. There is light as the object. Good citta is kusala or akusala at moment of having light as the object. Right now.
As soon as we see, is it kusala or akusala?
depends on different. It depends.
Immediately during the day, mostly when we see visible objects, see light, and then what kind of cheetahs follow.
Mostly attachment.
That's it.
But after listening to Dhamma for years and years,
okay, so now
slight understanding.
So we're talking about calm, we're not talking about understanding realities right now. So, okay, we've listened to Dhamma for years, so at this moment, the seeing of light, seeing a visible object, and mostly its attachment. If it is moments of calm or moments of samatha, and the object is a concept of light, what makes it kusala?
The understanding that it's non-self, it's not self, it's just rupa.
But you mix, like Anne is saying, mix samatha and vipassana, and say that you're practicing samatha.
I think there's an overlapping, and there is a separate of samatha and vipassana. Yeah, you cannot draw a sharp between what?
Samatha and vipassana.
Samatha and vipassana. Yes, but it means that as a starting point, meditation. You're talking about meditation or just in daily life?
The starting point of samatha development. What is the starting point of
samatha? Samatha. Starting point?
Of the development of samatha at this moment.
At this moment, while discussing. At the moment of understanding of the reality,
that's the starting of sadhana.
Can one just say, for example, at this moment, because usually in a day we're so attached to what is seen, to light and visible object, but actually it's just a moment of experience and then so many stories about it, and just reflecting wisely on how it is just that which is seen for an instant. At that moment there can be
calm, if there are conditions to think like that, or...
When light is the object of calmness, citta arises with kusala and have light as object all the way with understanding. So usually there is a kusala when there's light as object, right?
Yes.
Like now. How can there be kusala with light as object? Without understanding is impossible. So no dreaming about having calmness without understanding with light as object.
And what is the understanding in this
case?
We've been talking about mixing vipassana and samatha. So what understanding are we talking
about? Seeing light, can we think of just light?
No.
So there must be the actual moment of seeing and see that there is nothing else but light. The whole world, because light is one object only.
So does that mean that in order to develop calmness with light as object, one needs to know visual object as visual object?
Not as reality, but there must be object of citta.
Okay.
And when citta experiences light, light is object. Without understanding of citta at that moment, it's impossible to have kusala with wise attention or right understanding at all. So it's not just having light, concentrating on light without any understanding. It doesn't bring calmness at all. So it depends on right understanding of how the view about light is to be calm.
So light now.
Light now.
Light now.
And it keep on having that image.
And it will change.
Because when the mind have one object at a time, no matter open or close one's eyes, there must be that object to indicate that the development of calmness does not go away from that. With right understanding, with the factors of jhana.
With the right...
higher level. When the image is established.
When the image is established, so it's not arising and falling away with each moment.
Not at all. Not at all.
The nimitta of the light
is that because
the nimitta of the light.
Is that because opening one's eyes and closing, in both cases, are concept of light?
Mm-hmm. Because of not understanding light as a reality at all, just concept of light. which keeps the mind on, not stray from that object to dreaming of such and such things
but
in a day.
Being wisely considered at those moments.
And there must be just one object for concentration, for the development to keep on and on with kusala.
It's very advanced.
Very advanced.
And the test is right now. Is there any understanding of light?
So anyone who said that, I'm practicing samatha, what about the understanding? Without right understanding, it's impossible. Just thinking that one is developing samatha, not knowing anything about different stages of concentration and calmness too. Because what we say for concentration depends on calmness too. Instead of saying about the levels of calmness, they just talk about concentration or samadhi, because samadhi appears at that moment.
And I think the problem is because people hear or read that it has to be this same object, so they think there needs to be a special attending, but as soon as there's a special attending, it's lobha, so it's different from just the natural development according to conditions at that time or accumulations, not wishing to have anything.
That's why Sariputta praised Mokkallana, his skill of samatha, and Mokkallana praised Sariputta for his skill of panya. They both have panya and samatha, but still different level.
Yeah. And not because of Mokkallana trying to have more jhanas, just by accumulation.
With understanding. The most important thing is understanding.
This is just a comment on the discussion, because I think perhaps you felt that you've got to defend meditation because there's been so many things pointed out why this is perhaps not appropriate, and so that defensiveness can perhaps be more exaggerated. But I was relating it to my own experience of you saying, what about being consistent? If we say sati or panya can arise in any circumstances, why not meditation? We'd like to think that what we're attached to can be circumstances where panya can arise, but I think it's not so much right understanding as we don't want to let it go. So if I'm very attached to something, then I like to think that that can be a circumstance of sati or panya, but in actual fact, the attachment is going to preclude the arising, because the attachment is so strong and in combination with ignorance. So it's, no, only you know your jitta. But that thought has occurred to me from my own experience, how I don't want to let some things go. So I say, okay, while I'm watching movies, sati can arise, but mostly not, because there's so much attachment to them.
There can also be a fear of letting go of the idea of self, who can control or make karma arise.
Because one is so attached.
So attached,
not enough panya to let go anything.
Yes, so the does come back to how powerful the attachment is.
Yeah, and if there's just attachment, it's a kusala. So if it's a kusala, there's not going to be any sati arising from doing the kusala.
I love meditation. Even though it's punishment.
It's you. It's the attachment.
It's you.
It's so strong.
The question was just at moments of vipassana jnana, the samadhi, is the samadhi upachara degree? And the
same level.
Same level. So just like at the moments of enlightenment, the Lokutra Chittas are equivalent in strength to Apana Samadhi. At the moments of Vipassana Jnana, the Samadhi is of equivalent strength to Upachara. Axis concentration.